This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. How does revival start? If you read extensively about revival, you will find it starts in many ways. Often conditions are so bad, people desperately cry out to God until God answers. In Nehemiah chapters 8 and 10, you find an account of revival. It didn't come because things were desperately bad. They had just finished rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem and were riding the crest of success. They settled down in their towns, but evidently they felt an inner emptiness. There are those experiencing new blessings, new prosperity, new freedoms, but when the euphoria settles, what will they find inside, deep inside? Chapter 8, verse 1 says that the people gathered in the city square and requested that Ezra bring out God's word and read it to them. It wasn't the leaders calling the people, it was the people calling the leaders. Verse 3 says, he read all morning, and the people stood and listened attentively. When God's people open their minds and hearts to God's word, they will tap into a primary source for revival. Deep conviction fell on them. They wept as they listened. The leaders, however, encouraged them to rejoice and give presents to each other. In verse 13 it says, 2 days later, they again listened to God's word. They celebrated a feast in a truly spiritual way, and revival broke loose. Confession, rededication, new vision for the future. That's what revival is about. Don't wait for leaders to call for it. Revival starts with anyone who wants more of God in their lives. You can become a catalyst in your church for revival. Be that person God can use.